Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh now at 6:30 here on a Tuesday. Early voting for the November election underway in Sedgwick County. Election officials say they are seeing more people voting in this election than in the 2014 midterm. The historic county courthouse in downtown Wichita, the only early voting location open at this time. Additional voting locations will open beginning October 30th. An FBI investigation involving the Sedgwick County Commission appears to be underway. KSN News reports several sources have indicated the probe. The regional FBI office in Kansas City will neither confirm nor deny a possible investigation. A county spokesperson also says the county does not comment on personnel issues. However, Commissioner Richard Ranzau tells KSN News,
it might involve the FBI.
I think that would be accurate, yes.
FBI investigation?
Yes.
And it involves more than one commissioner?
Yes.
What comes next?
Well, the investigation needs to pan out, and we'll see what it shows and see what happens after that.
Scope of the investigation still unknown, or it may be connected to the wire fraud and money laundering case of Commissioner Michael O'Donnell. O'Donnell says he has not been contacted by the FBI in this matter. Recent heavy rains in Kansas are threatening the state's cotton crop as the plant's bolls begin to open.
Rain can dislodge lint from the plant and decrease yields. Water can also cause color from the plant stems or leaves to bleed into the cotton lint and damage the quality. Rex Friesen is a consultant for Southern Kansas cotton growers and says that the crop appears to be holding up despite the wet weather. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Crop Progress and Condition Report says 77% of bolls have opened in Kansas. That's up from 70% this time last year. The USDA says about 2% of cotton has been harvested earlier this month before rains halted the work. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump is rallying GOP support for Senator Ted Cruz in Texas. Fox's Kristen Fisher reports.
Ted's opponent in this race is a stone-cold phony named Robert Francis O'Rourke. But he's actually a radical, open-borders left-winger.
Now, the fact that President Trump came here tonight shows you just how uncomfortably close that this race has become for Republicans. Senator Cruz, he's ahead by just 7 points, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls. And both the president and Senator Cruz think that this caravan of migrants that's currently making their way towards the U.S. border, they think that that could help them win on Election Day.
Former President Obama campaigned in Nevada Monday, ahead of midterms, stumping for fellow Democrats.
President Obama spent some time defending his administration at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Part of what happened is Republicans took over Congress. They then decided to block everything I tried to do.
But he also told the crowd who to vote for, praising the women involved in two competitive House seats, as well as Congresswoman Jackie Rosen, who's running for a Senate seat against the incumbent Republican Dean Heller.
You could be the first state ever to elect a state legislature where the majority are women.
Early voting began in Nevada over the weekend, and Clark County officials said 30,000 people cast a ballot on the first day. That's 10,000 more votes than their midterm election record. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The remains of a Kansas soldier killed in World War II will be laid to rest in his home state Wednesday.
The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency says the remains of 33-year-old Army Private First Class Leslie E. Shankles of Arcadia are being returned to his family for burial in Fort Scott with full military honors. Shankles' remains were accounted for July 12. He was killed by enemy fire in October 1944 in Hürtgen Forest in Germany. The agency says a local German resident discovered the remains in 1947. They could not be identified, so they were buried as unknown in the Neuville Cemetery, now Ardennes American Cemetery in Belgium. Shankel's name is recorded on the tablets of the missing at the Netherlands American Cemetery, an American Battle Monuments Commission site in Margraten, Netherlands. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A ridge of high pressure is briefly going to build in today. Then a new storm system arrives tomorrow, and that will up our chance of rain. Some high clouds this morning, then sunshine mixed with clouds this afternoon. Our high 70, partly cloudy, upper 40s tonight, and a few showers develop tomorrow. Cooler with a high 62, more widespread showers Wednesday night into Thursday morning. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently partly cloudy, 47 degrees, no wind. The wind is calm this morning. 6:35 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS, October 23rd, 2018. On this date in 1973, President Richard Nixon agreed to turn over White House tape recordings subpoenaed by the Watergate special prosecutor to Judge John J. Sirica. There you go. Part of the Watergate investigation. The owners of a shuttered Oregon bakery fined for refusing to make a wedding cake for a lesbian couple are appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. Lawyers for Melissa and Aaron Klein, former owners of Sweet Cakes by Melissa, filed a petition yesterday. They're asking the high court to overturn a state order to pay $135,000 in emotional damages to the couple they turned away. The Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries imposed the fine in 2015 after finding the Kleins had violated a state anti-discrimination law. An Oregon appeals court upheld the order, and the state Supreme Court declined to hear the case. So now they're going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, and guess what? That thing just might be overturned. I'm of the opinion that it should never have happened. And that's just a personal opinion. Finding somebody $135,000 because they would not service a certain account. You know, it looks to me like somebody wants to get some money. Sorry, but there are other places you can go to get a cake. Authorities say two arriving airplanes touched wingtips while taxiing at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
Yikes.
But the planes were able to continue to their gates without a problem. Federal Aviation Administration plans to investigate the mishap, which unfolded around 5:15 p.m. yesterday. No injuries were reported. Apparently just touch. Ding, ding.
Well, at least it happened on the ground.
But yeah, but if you're the guy who's looking out the wing about that time and you see that happen, you may say, hey, let me out of here. I'm going to take another flight. All right, 6:37 now with Steve and Ted. And one of our top stories this morning is, again, talking about tearing down LD Stadium. And the city council will elect a contractor today. I couldn't find out who it is. I'm sure it's on the record someplace, but I did some research, couldn't find out who it was yesterday.
Okay.
But they're going to do it for $175,000, and the mayor said they had bids up to $750,000, but apparently the people who are going to do it are very, very experienced at it, and they'll take her down in a hurry. And then we can get on with putting up the new one and get a new stadium going here next year for the new baseball team, the Sugar Cookies? No, the Cup... The cupcakes, whatever they are. We still got to have a name. We got to have a better
baby
name.
Baby cakes.
Than that. Yeah, baby cakes.
Uh-huh.
You know, we got to have a strong, powerful name.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we got to start thinking about it. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Monday, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures all gapped higher on the open. Trading was also higher, and we closed with triple-digit gains. Now, strength came from short covering by the managed money. A friendlier-than-expected cattle and feed report back on Friday also helped out. Last week's cash cattle trading volume in the Southern Plains was very, very much on the light side, but the five-area feed yards volume was up 2,000 head from the previous week, while prices were down 50 cents from the previous week. The cold storage report held no real surprises for the markets yesterday afternoon, and we saw lean hogs trade mostly positive and close positive. At the close, we saw December live cattle yesterday $1.30 higher at $118.07. November feeders $2.82 higher, $156.92, with December lean hogs $1.57 higher at $53.17. There was a real lack of price moving news Monday for the grains as the harvest is getting on the move once again. Now, wheat was lower with the Kansas City wheat the lowest of the past 5 weeks. Corn and soybeans managed to close positive. The winter wheat is now 72% planted nationwide. We are 67% planted here in Kansas. The corn harvest is at 49% harvested, with the bean harvest 53% harvested. At the moment, December KC wheat's a penny and a quarter higher at 509. December corn up 3/4 of a penny at 370 and a quarter. November soybeans 4.5 cents lower at 854. December crude oil down $1.18 at 68.18 this morning. December gold $14.5 higher, 1239.30. December S&P 41.25 points lower at 2715.5. December dollar index is unchanged at 95.75, with December Dow Jones futures down 398 points at 24,897. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So advanced voting is underway here in Sedgwick County. How about in Butler County? You're in Augusta. Do you know if advanced voting has started in Butler County?
No? No, I honestly couldn't tell you, Steve, because I've never done it that way. No. I always went to the polls the day of election.
Oh, you go on the election day. So yeah. On the ballot over in Butler County, obviously you'll have the governor on there.
Exactly.
The governor's race, and probably you're in the 4th District for U.S. House, right?
Yes.
So do you know if any county commissioners are up or any city council members, anything like that?
Our city council doesn't have anybody up this time around.
Okay. So you're ready to cast your ballot like any proud American and let your feelings be known.
You bet. You know, I don't think I've missed very many elections over my years.
I haven't either since I was old enough to vote the first time I voted and who I voted for. And
if I missed any, I'm trying to think back, but I imagine it was primary elections or something that I missed, but I've hardly missed any.
So do your candidates usually win? Do you usually pull the trigger for a winner, or do you remember?
Well, percentage-wise, I couldn't tell you, but... I never go for the person that's most popular always. I go for the person I believe in.
Really? So you don't vote the party ticket then? If you were a Republican or Democrat, you wouldn't pull all R's or all D's then, huh?
That's exactly right. I do most of the time, but not always.
I just wonder how many people actually do that. I don't know anybody, so let's just do all this way. We're going to find out. We're going to take a poll on it and see what happens.
You think you get an honest answer?
Well, sure, wouldn't. People
That's the neat thing about voting, Steve, is you can tell people whatever you want, but what you've done behind that curtain, nobody else knows.
That's absolutely true. We trust our people to be honest about that.
That's right.
When we take a poll, we ask for a voter ID, and then we cross-check to make sure they're not voting in other places for other polls, see?
Exactly.
We don't want any poll abuse, right?
Exactly. Okay. We wouldn't think anybody would do something like that.
No. All right, thank you, sir. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Today he's talking about the new world for landlords. That's coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.